Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, Laughers. I'm excited to introduce you to Amanda Bombfim, Director of Marketing and Program Initiatives from the Community Foundation. She's here to talk to us about the 6th annual Great Community Give event and ongoing work at the foundation where you can help make a positive impact in the lives of people. The Great Community Give is a sunrise to sunset giving day event that promotes charitable giving directly to nonprofits in Harrisonburg and Rockingham County. New this year, they are doing a Great Community live stream, aka GCG-thon, which is a 4-hour live YouTube live stream that will feature community stories and real-time Great Community Give updates and more. Watch the excitement and how your gifts make a direct difference for those that live in Harrisonburg and Rockingham County. They have a big goal to raise $2 million for over 100 local causes that benefit a wide variety of causes that serve in areas of impact in our community, such as youth, seniors, arts and culture, community advocacy, disability services, education, emergency response, faith-based health and wellness, homelessness and housing, international, LGBTQ+, poverty and hunger, social justice, substance and abuse prevention, veterans, women's issues, and more. Welcome to the show, Amanda. It's great to have you on today.
Thank you for having me on, Don.
Yeah, this is so exciting. We just met yesterday so we could talk about the GCG-thon. And now here we are on a podcast interview. And I couldn't be more excited to have you on today because this is really amazing what you all are doing. And you are the point person behind this event. I know you get tons of help. You can't do it without everyone. So you're kind of the spokesperson. And I thought it'd be perfect. We got you on here today and talk about this event. But I would love to start just a little bit about you so the Laughers can get to know you a little more. And I understand you are originally from New Fairfield, Connecticut, and you came here because you are an alum of James Madison University. What did you study at JMU?
I know, we met yesterday and we're recording today, so I'm excited to see what we do next week. It's only going to get better from here, right?
So, that's right.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm from New Fairfield, Connecticut. You got it exactly right. And I moved to Harrisonburg to study at JMU. I got my bachelor's in social work. And then immediately after that, I got my master's in public administration. So you see a common theme throughout those two degrees, and basically that core value is that I just wanted to help people. And I remember at the beginning of my JMU journey, I was a little bit lost and I wasn't sure what to major in. I was confused and I went to the guidance counselor and I'm explaining to her my goals and my vision for myself and what I wanted to contribute to the world, really. And she just kind of stops typing on her computer and she turns to me. And she says, Amanda, it sounds like social work is the right path for you. Why don't you explore that? And so she was right on. And I loved the time in that program. It taught me so much. And I use everything I learned in that social work program and public administration today. So I'm very thankful for both experiences.
Well, I'm thankful that you had those experiences because now you're part of this community and doing great work to make an impact there at the Community Foundation. And for those Laughers that may or may not be familiar with the Community Foundation, I thought it'd be great to talk about what is the Community Foundation and what is it all about?
Yeah, so I feel like every time I go into a room, I always ask, so who knows about the Community Foundation? About 50% of hands go up, right? So I'm glad for this opportunity to talk more about it because I think it's a great organization. the Community Foundation of Harrisonburg and Rockingham County, our mission is to make giving easy to the community we love. And we do that through bold initiatives we install in the community. We build bridges between donors and the causes that they're passionate about, whether we work with those donors directly or through their professional advisors, what have you. We want to make sure that the nonprofits have the resources they need to succeed. And we do that through a variety of different things. And we also provide scholarships for high school and college students, in Harrisonburg and Rockingham, whether they want to study here or elsewhere. We have scholarship funds for those students so that they can go off and better their lives. So we do a lot of stuff, Dawn.
You are very busy, and I'm glad you brought the scholarships up, because that is, in prepping for this interview, that's one thing I saw and I really hadn't been aware of before. And I just wonder if you could talk a little bit more about those. Is there a certain time of year that people need to apply for those, and how, if they're interested in applying for a scholarship, where should they go to find more information about it?
Well, it's actually very timely that you ask, because the scholarship applications are due April 17th. So April 17th is the last day for students to apply for funding. And there's a myriad of different scholarships that they can apply for. There's ones that are a little bit more specific to things that they're studying or to the school that they want to go to. And some are more general. And I encourage those students to look at our website. It's www.tcfhr.org. And they can go on the website and learn about all those scholarship opportunities.
Okay, one more time with that website, if you do not mind. TCF,
it's www.tcfhr.org.
I love it. Thank you very much. We'll be sure to put that link in the show notes for you, Laffers, so that you can get right to it and get some more information about that. Your job looks super fun, Amanda. It looks to me like you're managing a lot of initiatives as well for the foundation. You talked about that or indicated that just a moment ago, and they're making a great impact on our community. And one of them is the new Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. I'm a little bit familiar with that, just being a human listen to radio. So I had heard of it before, and I did not know that our community had this, which is very cool. Can you share a little bit more about that, and then some other initiatives that you manage?
Yeah. So thankfully, when I go in a room and I ask who knows Dolly Parton, all hands go up, in contrast to the Community Foundation. Everybody knows who Dolly Parton is. But Dolly, the legend herself, started the Imagination Library in 1995 in her home county in Tennessee. And she started the Imagination Library as a tribute to her father, who didn't have the skills to read. He was illiterate, and she saw the opportunities that it cost him. And she was inspired by that experience and decided to start the Imagination Library for kids that are under 5 years old, so that they may start that foundation early on with the books provided, and so that they may live off and, build better futures for themselves. And so to sum it up, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is a monthly book delivery program for all children under 5 years old in a specific locality. The Community Foundation became an affiliate of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library back in, I think, July 2021. And then we fundraised a bunch, trying to get a good amount of funding under our belt before we started enrolling kids, because one of our main goals was to not have a wait list. We didn't want any child to wait for their books or be on some sort of list waiting for their books to arrive 4 or 5 months from then. So we got some good funding under our belt, thanks to all of their supporters listed on the website. And yeah, we started officially enrolling kids in March of 2022. So we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary of that last month.
Yay!
Yay! And yeah, it's been really exciting to see the response from the community. I've heard a lot of parents excited to get their books, and they're sending me pictures of their kids holding the books in their hands, and they're also adorable. And yeah, it's amazing. And the Dollywood Foundation, their representatives estimated that we would reach 900 kids by the end of our first year. Well, we celebrated 2,200 kids last week.
That's great.
So, yeah, so 2,200 kids are actively enrolled to receive a free book in the mail until they turn 5. And we're always working hard to increase that community outreach and reach the kids that need that program the most. And yeah, we're continuously making sure that every kid in Harrisonburg and Rockingham County can benefit from the program.
I love that. How did they sign up for that? Through the thfhr.org or through the community foundation?
They can go to the Imagination Library website. And there's a button at the very top right corner that says check availability. And they can go in and type in their zip code, and it'll pop up a message saying, congratulations, you have a program in your area. And they can follow the steps and enter their information and sign up to receive a book.
That's great. And Imagination Library is a website?
Yes, imaginationlibrary.com.
Beautiful. We are going to put that in the show notes for you as well, laughers, because that's amazing. I can think there would be, or I do think there would be a lot of parents out there that would love to take advantage of that program if they hadn't heard of it before. So thanks for sharing all of that. That's not all you do. You have a few other initiatives that you, how do you do it all, Amanda? That's what I'm wondering right now.
Good sleep and a dog that I can pet regularly, right? If I'm feeling stressed, I just walk over and I pet him a bunch. Then I go back to my computer. lots of coffee. Yeah, lots and lots of coffee. I think that's it. Sleep, dog, and coffee. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
That's all we need. Can you mention just a couple other initiatives that you're working on? And then I had some more questions about this great community give and all that's happening that day.
Yeah. So we have another initiative. It's called Excellence in Nonprofit Leadership. So at the Community Foundation, we value education, and we try to embed it in everything we do, right? So you got the scholarships. You've got the trainings and webinars we provide through Great Community Give. We have Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and we have Excellence in Nonprofit Leadership, which is a program that provides educational opportunities for nonprofit leaders in Harrisonburg and Rockingham. They can be from outside the area too. We're not picky. We want nonprofit leaders to take on these trainings and workshops so that they can take what they learned back to the office, those tangible learning opportunities, and bring it back to their workplaces and start implementing what they learned right away, right? We want better organizations so that they may better serve Harrisonburg and Rockingham. And we do that through this program.
That's excellent. And if they want to get involved with that, do they contact you directly, or how do they get involved with that part of the initiative?
Yeah, so we typically hold trainings and workshops in the fall time. That seems to be the most available time for nonprofits to attend the trainings and workshops, because springtime is GCG time. That's all in on GCG. And then summer, people are on vacation or they're out, and you know, it's harder to get people to come and take a training in the summertime. So fall is really when we hone in on ENL, Excellence in Nonprofit Leadership. And yeah, they can reach out to me and learn more about the program and tune in at the Community Foundation for all of the available and upcoming workshops that we have and workshops that other organizations might be having.
That's great. One of the questions I've always had that I would love to take the opportunity to ask you right now is, how is the work that the foundation does different and or complementary to the work of organizations like the United Way?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I get that pretty often. The United Way and the Community Foundation, I think, complement each other very well. I think we have similar motives in that, you know, we both want to better our locality. We want to better Harrisonburg and Rockingham County. And I think we do that in different ways. And so that's how we complement each other. And we continuously work together on various things. And we meet with the United Way often throughout the year to talk about community needs and such. So yeah, I would say we complement each other very well.
Now, yeah, I love that. I figured as much. It's just, you know, not being inside the organization, you don't always see or know that. So talking to somebody that works there can help provide some clarity. And I think what both of you organizations do is you're great at paying it forward, which I love, because, you know, today's featured snack is from our sponsor, Preposterous Gourmet Popcorn. And folks that like to give, guess what? They can pop it forward and give the gift of Preposterous. Have you ever had Preposterous, Amanda? Have you ever tried this popcorn?
No, but it looks so good. I'm jealous watching you eat that popcorn. I'm about to pop over to my pantry and throw out the popcorn that's in there right now.
And that's good, because you know what? Preposterous is sending you some for being a guest on the podcast. So you will be able to stock up with some of this popcorn.
Nothing preposterous about that. Thank you, Preposterous.
You are welcome. And laughers, Gourmet Popcorn makes a wonderful gift for all occasions. Corporate gifts, birthdays, holidays, employee appreciation days, boss's day, housewarming gifts, client gifts, literally any gifting occasion. So guess what? It's okay to treat yourself.
Treat yourself. I love that.
Please do. It's good self-love. And laughers, you can save by using their promo code LAUGH15. Just visit prepopsterous.com. That's prepopsterous.com. All right, Amanda, I think it's time we talk about this overall structure of the Great Community Give. I'm wondering, is there a minimal donation required?
Yes, there is. I'm glad you asked. So the minimum donation is $10. There is no max, though. So if you want to give $10,000, you can do that. There's no max donation.
They want to give a million.
If they want to give a million, yes, go for it. But yeah, the minimum is $10. And what we like to say is, you're not going to miss that cup of coffee. You're not going to miss those donuts or that, you know, extra crepe in the morning. You can give that $10 to a deserving nonprofit during Great Community Give.
I love that so much. Now, do the laughers donate just on the one day, or can they donate now? Is it all, you do want it all to come in on one day? Talk to me about that.
Yeah. So we have what's called an early giving phase, and that runs from April 5th all the way up until the start of the event on April 19th. And this early giving phase, people can give online at greatcommunitygive.org, or they can give via cash and checks, however they want to give. They have a little bit more time. And it's really designated for the folks that are afraid they're going to forget on April 19th, or they're going to be away on April 19th. They're away from the computer. They're stuck in meetings all day, what have you. Or if for the folks who prefer to give cash and checks, they have a little more time to make out those gifts, right? Put it in the mail. and send it to those nonprofits they want to support. So these 2 weeks are for those guys. And then April 19th is when all the action happens. And that's when at 6:30 a.m., the website goes live. You'll see the amount fundraised so far and the number of donors that gave and the number of organizations that have benefited. And you'll see that ticker go up all day long on April 19th. And we give out a cash prize to winning nonprofits every hour on the hour from 6:30 to all the way to the very end at 8 o'clock. And then we have a few cash prizes to give after the fact too. So it's excitement all week long.
It sounds like it. And that brings another question to mind. So when someone, let's say I gave $50 and I decide to go early or online to do that, can I pick a specific organization that I want it to go to, or does it go into a big pot? How does that work?
Yeah. So donors who want to go to the website and give online, they are giving directly to those nonprofits. The money that they donate to causes they want to support, it goes directly to them. There's no intermediary, right? The Community Foundation doesn't collect everything and then divide it evenly between the over 140 nonprofits. It all goes directly to them and their programs and services. So donors can feel confident that when they give online, they are giving to those organizations.
That's great. And then if they do it in person, similar thing, they just note who they want to give it to if they write cash or check or give cash and write a check.
Yeah. So we're encouraging folks to, if they want to give cash and checks, to give it directly to those nonprofits via their mailing addresses, and make sure if they're giving checks to write Great Community Give in the memo line. So there's no confusion as to what your gift intent is for. It is for Great Community Give and their efforts and their fundraising totals for the event. So make sure that if you're mailing it, mail it to the nonprofit's mailing address, or you can stop by and drop it off in their office, whatever works for you.
That's good. And I think you have a directory. I know you have a printed directory. I believe there's a directory on the website as well, so they can look up the addresses for the nonprofits that way. Is that correct?
So there's a full listing of the nonprofits on the Great Community Give website. You're right. I don't know if their addresses are listed on their profiles, but a great way to find out those mailing addresses is to Google. Right. If they want to do some planning ahead of time and look up an organization's address, they can Google it and go from there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Great. And let's talk about this GCG-thon, which is the 4-hour live YouTube live stream that's going to feature the community stories and real time great community updates and more. You got more planned. You got more in the works and up your sleeve here, Amanda and the team over there at the Community Foundation. And I believe that laughers can attend in person if they want, and all of that is, or view it from the live stream, right? So tell us, what is that correct?
So everyone can watch the live stream from home. We encourage the nonprofits and sponsors and donors to come by the Community Foundation and see the hectic and craziness and awesomeness for themselves. As for the live stream, yeah, I definitely encourage everyone to go to the website, greatcommunitygive.org, and they can link to the live stream from there, and they can watch the excitement from home, whether they want to watch it at the dinner table or on the couch or in bed, whatever they want, they can see it right from home.
And when will that four hour time frame take place? It's in the afternoon to evening, right?
Yeah, you got it right. It's from 4 to 8 p.m. on the day of Great Community Give, April 19th.
That's excellent. So talk to us about this day. What's going to happen during this 4 hours?
So during this 4 hours, we've got lots of exciting things planned. You said I have a lot of things up my sleeve. I have short sleeves on right now, but just pretend I have like lots of things going up those long sleeves. We've got lots of fun things planned. Like, you're not wrong. I have a lot of nonprofits and getting ready to be interviewed and share their stories and share how they serve Harrisonburg and Buckingham, because I know who they are. I know what they do, right? I've been working with them all year long, but you don't. You and the community may not know who they are. So this is an opportunity for them to share their story and what they do and why they're important for Harrisonburg and Rockingham, because many people might not realize that there is a need for such cause or what that cause or need looks like in our area. But whether you see it or not, it's very much real, unfortunately. And these nonprofit organizations are here to help mitigate that, help fix that issue. So the GCGthon is including nonprofits, sponsors. We're going to be awarding those prizes I mentioned on the GCGthon. So we'll announce the winner there, and the nonprofit and sponsors invited to come to the Community Foundation and hold the big check and say a few words to those that are watching. And you, Don, I think.
I believe so.
I mean, we talked about yesterday. No, I'm kidding. You, Don, so kindly are going to be there during the GCGthon too to help us celebrate the 6th annual Great Community Give.
Yes, I'm going to be doing a 10-minute stand-up set. We'll be on this live stream, I believe around 7:20, I think is the plan. So
that's right.
There we go. So if you have not ever seen me do stand up, especially on a live stream, well, here's your chance.
Here's your chance. Yeah.
Here's your chance. I think the radio is going to be there too, and there might be some possible music and some other fun happenings. And I believe the, what's it called? The Rocktown Derby?
Rocktown Rollers, you got it. So okay. They're going to come and interview with us during the day. I don't know if they'll wear their gear or not. I hope so. But they're one of the nonprofits I'm excited to interview and get to know a little more.
Yeah, it's been a while since I went to watch them, but they are really fun. And it's a lot. They're over. What is the name of that funky? No. What is the name of the roller skating place where they?
Oh, Funkies.
That's it. Yeah, they were a lot of fun. I need to go see them again. So I hope they're around when I'm going to be around that day, because I would like to connect with them. They would make a great guest, too, in my opinion. That would be a cool story. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm excited about this Power Hour. I don't really think I knew a whole lot about that before looking up the website and checking all this out in more depth. So I think it'd be cool to share more about that with the laughers, because every hour on the hour, these nonprofits are getting prizes, but that's based on how much money's raised for that nonprofit that donors give. How can you elaborate on that part of this event for us?
Sure. So we have a bunch of different prizes that we give to nonprofits, and they're all incentivizing ways that they can engage with the event. And so we have the Power Hours that run from certain hours during the day, and the challenge is either to engage the most donors within that hour or raise the most dollars within that hour. And those hours are alternating between throughout the day. We have a little more donor power hours this year, and that's because we really want to emphasize the donors. We want to engage more people in the community. How do we do that? Okay, let's add more donor power hours. Let's engage more of the community throughout the day. And so we have those power hours, and we also have what's called golden tickets that are also an hourly time-stamped prize, and that is totally random. We randomly choose a donor's name that gave within that golden ticket hour, and whichever organization that donor supported will receive the golden ticket cash prize. And so it's an exciting and fun way to include that individual too as part of the giving. And we love to call them and say, hey, by the way, your gift helped the organization win $1,000. So it's a lot of fun. I have a volunteer, her name is Kay. Her job forever, because she loves it so much, is to call nonprofits and tell them that they won a cash prize. She's called dibs on that role every single year because the excitement she hears over the phone is unmatched, and she loves doing it. And so, yeah, we have those power hours and golden tickets that we give out during the day. And then at the end of the event, we have what's called the leaderboard prizes. And we also, I don't want to forget, we also have a board member giving challenge. And
really?
This is where we engage the board members of the nonprofits. So the nonprofits have to have 100% board participation by 4 o'clock on April 19th, meaning all of their board members have to have made a donation of at least $10 or more to their organization's page by 4 o'clock. And once they have that 100% participation, they are put into a pot, if you will, and we will randomly choose a nonprofit with 100% participation. And that organization will receive that cash prize. So I can go on and on about this, but really these cash prizes generously given by our sponsors are all different ways that we engage the nonprofits and the community.
Yes, I like the structure of this. So the prizes are going to the nonprofits versus individual sponsors, donors. This is all to benefit the causes that you all are raising the $2 million for.
Yep, you got it right. Yeah. And there's over 80,000 available in cash prizes this year, thanks to those sponsors.
What? Thank you, sponsors. You guys are rock and gals and people. You are all rock stars.
They are all rocking and rock stars. Yep.
That's right. That's right. And then you have these great community give fundraisers. I was kind of looking at that a little bit. Now, I'm probably going to need some, you probably have to correct me here. I don't know, but clarification will really help. It looks like individuals can kind of start a fundraiser for a particular nonprofit that they or cause that they care about. Is that right?
Yeah, you have it exactly right. So we call them peer-to-peer fundraisers, or I like to call them the cheerleaders or the ambassadors.
Yes.
And those individuals are going above and beyond in helping the nonprofits that they love in securing more funding for their programs and services. So they are taking that extra step to create a page for themselves and share that with their networks, be it family and friends, and hopefully gain more support for those nonprofits. Again, we want to emphasize more donors this year. We want to engage more of the community. And we do that through these individuals as well. So these peer-to-peer fundraisers are awesome members of the community that are taking on so much more in a fun, hopefully fun and exciting way.
It sounds a little bit like a GoFundMe kind of thing that they can set up under their name for a cause. So they could go, I guess, through the greatcommunitygive.org website to set up one of these.
Yeah, they can go to greatcommunitygive.org and they can see all the resources for peer-to-peer fundraisers. There's a page and a toolkit that they can look about and read a little bit more about what it means to be a peer-to-peer fundraiser. And to make things a little bit sweeter, we have incentive prize, thankfully given by Klein's Dairy Bar. Have you had Klein's?
I love Klein's. Shout out to Klein's. One of my favorite places in the burg. And even they have Klein's outside the burg. I'm all about it.
They're all about it. Yeah. So we have for the top two peer-to-peer fundraisers who engage the most donors through their page will each receive 13 free scoops from Klein's Dairy Bar. So again, we want to emphasize donors. We want to increase that outreach. And we're thinking of new ways for the community to be involved.
I love that. And just occurred to me, we do have listeners overseas and across the country and in Georgia. So for those of you that laughers that aren't exactly local, Klein's is a dairy bar ice cream place. Has soft serve ice cream and is amazing. So if you ever come through our area and tour here, you definitely have to. It's a staple of this community, I think, since the 50s or thereabouts. So it's a stop that you must make for sure. I want to know overall, what is the main thing donors, nonprofits, and sponsors, Amanda, you think that they should know about this event?
I think the main thing that they should know about Great Community Give is that whether they give $10, $50, $100, $1 million, they're making a direct difference for those nonprofit organizations. And they may feel like $10 really isn't that much of a difference, but it really does in the long scheme of things. Together, imagine what we can do together, all of us, with $10 or more for the causes that we care about. And so I hope that when people listen to this, they feel encouraged, they feel inspired, and they feel a sense of pride for Harrisonburg and Rockingham, because we truly do live in a generous community. We see it year after year through various different ways, especially the Great Community Give. And I hope that people who are listening know that when they give back, they are doing something really wonderful for those nonprofits.
That's beautiful. And the goal this year is bigger than last year. It's a $2 million goal. Last year, what was the goal last year?
The goal was $1.8 million. We didn't quite reach it, but we were so close.
Oh,
we were close with the 1.72 million. But Don, that's nothing to sneeze at. I'll take 1.72.
I'm gonna have to agree with that, Amanda.
nothing to cry about. That is amazing. And so we loved the response from the community this last year, and we are hoping for a greater response this year. But you know, whatever the community is able to do together, we are proud of it no matter what.
Yes, that's it. Together, I used to work with the high school athletes around here in a community service organization called Streaks Serve the Berg. And I would often tell them that team is together. Everyone accomplishes more. And that's certainly what this event is all about. So let's share with the laughers, Amanda, how can they follow Great Community Give on social media or otherwise to connect and get more information?
Yes, you can search for Great Community Give in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you are on social, we're probably there. Not Snapchat, though. Not TikTok. We're not there yet.
I was going to ask.
not those, no. But if you're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we're definitely there. And we've got a presence, and we are posting more regularly than ever during these last couple weeks in leading up to the event on April 19th. So definitely follow us and look at all of the exciting updates going on.
I love it. And laughers, we'll be sure to put all that information for you in the show notes as well. So if you're driving or working out, please stay safe. You can always grab it when you get a chance right there in the show notes. Plus, we will have that discount promo code for you, LAUGH15, to buy delicious gourmet popcorn at prepopsterous.com for you in the show notes as well. And thank you so much, Amanda. This has been so wonderful and fun chatting about all things Great Community Give today. I've learned so much, and I can't wait to be a part of the GCG-thon event this year to see the impact that together we can all accomplish more. Laughers, in the community and beyond can make an impact together as one. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. And I am so excited for you to be a part of the fun this year.
Yes, I like to bring the fun. I just figured out the other day, that's my job in this world, is to create joy and laughter.
In the first 10 minutes of meeting you, I knew that right away. So you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Amanda. You just made my heart smile. Thank you so much. Laughers, to connect and learn more about Great Community Give, be sure to visit their website at www.greatcommunitygive.org and join them on April 19th, 2023 from 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. And that live stream starts at 4, so don't miss that. And point, click, give. We will see you there. See you on the live stream, and it'll be amazing. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.